なさい。あなたのすべてが愛にたかる。ギラギラ。
Welcome to another episode of Aaron Raffles. I'm your host Aaron. With me again is Devon. Devon, how's it going?
Good, good. I'm glad I'm back. Missed one, but I'm here.
So hopefully, stays that way.
Yeah. I had some things I had to take care of. So
no worries, this happens. Quick review from yesterday. I went by myself 3 for 4. Pretty good. Pretty wild. Solid. The one I lost. I was like, man, I wish Devon was here. Oh no, never mind. I didn't lose this one. The one I got right. The one I was really worried about was what was the one? Oh no, it was a Day Day Live versus Amelia.
Because
I was like, this one was like a toss up for me because I was like, well, I wish Devon was here to speak more about Kurumi because I was like, what do you think you would have went? Would you have went Amelia here?
Honestly, y'all are just voting with your eyes closed. So I swear, it's ridiculous. I would have picked Amelia, but why? I don't. This whole bracket don't even make sense to me.
Yeah, this D bracket is kind of wonky.
Yeah, this is crazy. Amelia really losing to Kurumi is nuts.
Yeah, and we can also talk about Aqua losing to Hiyori is pretty crazy as well.
That's crazy. By the amount of votes she lost, I'm telling you, y'all are voting for with your eyes closed.
Yeah, very crazy upset that both of them lost by like 1,000 to 2,000 votes.
Yeah, and this this bracket's cracked, man.
Yeah, do I know anybody left in this bracket? Like, honestly, I know one. I know Ryoko.
Ryoko's the only one.
That's the only one I know personally. Is
all the real characters are gone. Dead.
Yeah.
That's kind of crazy.
Man, this was a bloodbath.
This low-key kind of messed this bracket all the way up. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, you know when people do like the Sweet 16 brackets and stuff or the Final Four brackets, this would have been bracket busters all around. Would have been this whole thing. I don't think anybody would have guessed the Final Four and bracket freaking D would be Ryoko versus Kurumi and Hiyori versus Anju. I wouldn't have guessed it. Man.
Oh, man. It's, yeah. Something different. So, y'all are different, man.
All right. So, we're going on to the Final Four in Group A. Very, very excited.
Oh my.
So we have Chika from Love is War versus Yor from Spy X Family. I love Chika. Chika is like highly ranked in this. In here, I think she's number one. She's got to go down to Yor.
Yeah, you think so?
Yeah. I really like. Again, she's like my new favorite to win it.
Yor?
Yeah. She's been my favorite for a hot minute.
I could see Yor taking it. I could see Yor getting the popular votes. I don't know. Chica's pretty fire, though.
Yeah.
Chica's a very lovable character.
Right.
In a weird way. That might be a factor. I don't know.
Well, she's
Yor's fresh. Like I said, Yor's fresh on the mind, right?
They're both like dotting in their different ways.
Yeah.
Like, Yor has her, like, she's very, like, dotting, but then can, like, flip a switch to be, like, a murderer. She has, like, another whole thing. Whereas, like, Chika kind of, like, bumblefucks her way through a lot of shit.
I mean, that's the appeal.
Then that's the appeal, yeah. Like, not to say it's a bad thing, but it's Chica, you know?
Do you think this one's going to be a blowout?
I don't know. I don't think any of these should be blowouts, but...
They shouldn't, but we see what happens.
Yeah. I think... Yeah, I'm going Yor.
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
I could... Like...
I wouldn't be mad.
It could go either way. It can go either way. Yeah, I wouldn't be mad. But I think Yor. I think, just personally, Yor... I picked Yor, like, I think the first episode I did.
Right.
I literally picked up this matchup. I know I've been fucking... saying this every time we do bracket A or group A,
yeah,
where I'm like, this was the matchup that I was heading towards. So,
this one, if y'all are voting, this one, honestly, vote just with who you feel like heart to heart sits more close to you. Honestly, this is not even bad. Like, whoever wins this one, it kind of doesn't really matter.
Oh, it's hats off to whoever wins this one. I think this is gonna be a good match.
Yeah.
And then finally, for their opponent, it's Mayuri from Steins Gate versus Shoko from A Silent Voice.
You know how I feel about this.
So you know what's wild? I was reading comments. People really think Yor's gonna win, but then lose to whoever is in the who wins this one.
What?
Yeah. People aren't giving Yor like a chance between these two characters, and I think
they're not giving Yor her flowers.
I think that's kind of cracked. I'm not gonna lie.
That's really crazy.
Cause I'm gonna go Shoko here.
Yeah, I'll go Shoko for this one.
I think this is also a hard one. I think this is also a toss up though.
Yeah, people love Mayuri. Yeah. People love Mayuri.
I love...
For some odd reason.
I love there was somebody in the comments was like, hey, just a reminder, vote for Mayuri. And then the first reply was like, damn, I was going to vote Shoko, but some random person told me to vote for Mayuri.
Guess I got to vote for Mayuri. Yeah, hey, switch that vote over. They told you already.
No, I
I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. Shoko's gonna win.
Could this be our first like complete miss?
This could be.
I just despite by odds, right? Because it's only two.
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
At this point, just vote for who we feel should win. Because I mean, at this point, it's a toss up.
I want to see the last round votes. Chica got what, 39,000. What'd Yor get? 45? I don't know. Yeah, see? I mean...
Yeah.
The votes are playing out. So Yor 16...
People are pushing for it.
Yeah, Yor 16 versus Chica's... 1. And she's never broke over 4,000.
Yeah.
But she's, I mean, steadily gaining numbers. I mean, 39, 87, I guess basically 4,000.
It's only
23, but
y'all better rally the troops up if you want to see Chico win.
But Yor got 4,500.
She shot up. Look last at that
round. Yeah,
from 2,000 to 4.
Yeah, she's been 2,000, 2,000, 2,000. Something happened. Something did happen. That looks kind of sussy.
I'm telling you, dude. These brackets, the people are over here either trolling or. Something's just going on.
Yeah, the longer it's going on, I guess that's like a usual thing. The longer it's going on, the better the voting turns out. Shoko 19, 20, 20, 30, 36. That's not bad. 36K versus what did my Yuri get? 46K?
Ooh.
It's a lot. Ooh. 40, 35. She got 35 in the round before.
I don't know. Mayuri might win, man.
Yeah, Mayuri might win.
I love that pick.
Yeah. Why couldn't she have disappeared in time?
Who'd she face against? Probably a bunch of scrubs.
Oh, Mayuri?
Yeah.
Where is she at? Mika Ino, Fubuki. She's had a pretty cake.
Yeah, she had a pretty cake run.
Run, I believe. Is that this is chick from Ascendant, from a bookworm or whatever the hell?
Yeah.
Fubuki, that's One Punch Man. What was this one? Miko, that was like her first like big. Oh, wait, who should be? Oh, she beat Ram. So, I mean, yeah. These last two rounds, she's had a competitor. Yeah. But has, like, slapped all of them. So, we'll see. I am very excited to see where this goes tomorrow.
Getting closer, man.
Fuck. Getting closer. I wish. See, there's only, like, two picks per round now. Yeah. I wish they would compound it, but
that'd be easier.
I guess we can't have nice things. It's got to go on for longer than it has to go.
No.
So, yeah, so we're looking at probably, like, what, 3 more days of this?
Yeah.
And then they're going to compound into the finals bracket, which will be 8 again, or 4 picks.
Right.
So we're looking at what, 3, 4, 5, 6 more days of this? We're like 1 more week. 6
more days.
Mm-hmm. All right. Pretty excited.
Ready for that final bracket, bro.
It's going to be crazy.
It's going to be nuts.
All right. Until next year.
Later, man.